7:14, Dean and Raj show on Houston's Eagle. We are watching you, giving away $1,000. You have like less than a minute to text the word brag to 70123. You have to do that by 7:15. Could be our next $1,000 winner, though. Eagle pays your bills.
All right, let's do the birthday scam.
All right, this one is a classic. It's one we called Olga, who had recently won the lottery, $500. We accuse her of using a counterfeit ticket.
Hello?
Good morning. This is Tim Chevalier. I'm from the Lottery Commission.
Yeah.
How are you this morning?
Fine.
Well, we have a bit of a problem. I know you recently cashed a lotto ticket with us.
Yeah.
For $548.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is it seems to have been fraudulent.
What?
We've talked to, I think, one of the clerks there at and it looks as though it's been doctored, so we're not going to be able to validate that.
Don't tell me this.
I know.
It has not been doctored. Not by me, anyway.
Well, that has to be determined, but the immediate concern is that we'll need the money back.
How am I supposed to get that?
Well, hopefully.
What do you mean it's been doctored?
Well, it looks as though it's been that it's a counterfeit. Somebody who has a really good color copier, and then the numbers were changed on there.
I got it right straight from the cashier.
Right. Now, do you still have the money?
No.
You've spent it.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Well.
I don't think I owe it because I got it straight from the cashier. And, you know, when you go and buy a ticket from a store, you're not going to know if it's doctored or what. And they had five of them there, and she talked me into buying one or two. I said, just give me one. And I just said, well, I'll take two.
Right. Well, so, now you say you got it straight from the cashier.
I sure did, and I know who it was, too.
That's my question. How well do you know that cashier?
I know her just to see her. She's tall and has kind of a ponytail.
Because, you know, we're going to try to determine if the cashier is the only one responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you two could have worked something. Maybe.
Oh, come on. Don't give me that. Don't give me that.
Well, let me just ask you this. Do you own a copier?
No, I don't.
Do you have any criminal record?
No.
Okay.
Would you like to check? Go ahead.
Well, we can do that. Would you be willing to come in for a lie detector test?
Yes, I sure would. What the hell is it? You've got a lottery in this damn state, and then you pull this on people? Uh-uh. Uh-uh.
Well, I'll
no,
tell you.
Because I'm going to... I'll do something about this. I'm not... I'm 60 years old, and I'm not going to have something like this pulled on me. Never.
Well,
I've never won anything, and I'll be damned if I'm going to do this now.
I'm going to need that money by the end of the week.
Well, you try and get it, because I sure as hell don't get it.
If you want to avoid any, you know, I'm trying, I understand this is a problem, and it's terrible news.
What's your name?
Tim Chevalier. Now, I'd like to get you in and schedule for a lie detector test and also a drug test.
You're not going to do any of that to me because I'm going to get a lawyer on this.
That's fine. I recommend you bring a lawyer, and I recommend you also bring a...
What's your name? Tim what?
Tim Chevalier.
How do you spell that?
T-I-M Chevalier. I would like to do a complete strip search. And I'd like, if you could make it, if you could just bring...
Who the hell is this?
If you could just bring a cup of your urine with you.
Who is it?
For the drug test.
Who is it?
Who did I say? Tim, all right, Olga?
Yeah, who is it?
Did you have a birthday recently?
Yes.
Happy birthday, it's Dean and Raj.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Olga.
Everything's okay, you can keep the money. It's just a joke. And,
oh, God.
Are you okay now?
Yes.
Right. Now, this wasn't our idea.
A heart attack.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have a weak heart, do you?
No.
Good, good. This is from Frank, Mike, and Terry.
I am going to kill them when I get to work.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.